Morning. It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning.
See, we're doing it the right way today.
Yes. So yeah, waited for you. That's great. Good morning, everybody. And we have this is really going to be a roller coaster over the next several days. So here you go. Today, partly cloudy. There will be late showers coming in sometime after lunchtime. And temps today in the mid-50s. Tonight, the showers will end early in the mid-40s, so not terrible. Some sun tomorrow and warm, 65 to 70.
Yay.
Saturday, sun and clouds and windy, mid-70s. But Yay. Then a cold front. Yeah, that's great. Saturday is definitely, you know, the highlight. Then a cold front drops south of us from the north on Sunday. Windy periods of rain and showers, mid-50s and falling. We'll probably fall into the 40s on Sunday. With the rain, and then you're going to go bouncing back up into the 60s with wind, showers, and thunderstorms Monday. And then by Tuesday, you're back to 40s with the chance of some rain or wet snow showers on Tuesday.
Any thunderstorms when that cold front comes through on Saturday?
Saturday is no cold front.
No, Sunday, I mean.
No, that's a warm front.
Oh, it's a warm front. Okay.
Now, well, it's a cold front. It's going south of us. And there won't be any thunder and lightning with that because it's just going to get colder. The wind's going to go to the northeast. So no thunder and lightning with that. But with the new cold front on Monday, there could be thunder and lightning. So there you go.
All right. I just got confused. So now today is going to be like, in let's say, in the 50s?
Today we're looking for mid-50s.
Tomorrow we're looking for like 60s?
65 to 70.
And then Saturday, 70s.
Right. And then
Sunday,
50s and falling into the 40s on Sunday.
And rain.
Right.
How much rain?
Probably not a lot. I would say less than a half inch.
All right. And then Monday with the thunderstorms and everything else like that, back to around 60. And how much rain on Monday, you think?
Over an inch.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're definitely not going to like Sunday. Sunday just will lend itself to Marshall putting in the DVD that Pat sent him 2 months ago and finally watching his movie so we can get a review from Marshall.
Well, you're right. And if Sunday is going to be that type of day,
yes,
where it's going to be, you say it's going to be not a great day, I guess we can play something like this. There you go. It's Spanky and our gang.
Yes, I remember that well.
Yeah. Sunday will never be the same. And after this Sunday, and here we got to hit the post here. So let's see, are they going to sing it? And no, they don't. That comes up a little bit later. Well, I just thought I'd throw that in there this morning, you know.
That was very nice.
Yeah, just a little throwback in time. Spanky right. And our gang. Sunday will never be the same.
Exactly.
All right. So anyway, so that's the weather in detail.
Right. That's how that goes. And in the meantime, I had all my windows put in.
Oh, new windows. That's right.
Yeah. So that worked out real well. They were actually out of here by about 3:30. They started at 10. They were out of here by 3:30. They put in 23 windows.
Wow.
Two of which were bay windows.
23 windows. That's impressive.
Six men.
I was going to say, there you go.
Six men, and boy, they have it down. I mean, I was watching them. I thought that was real impressive. You know, like two guys... hammer out the old windows and have that all cleaned up and everything. And then another two guys come in and they put in the new windows. And then the other two guys go around and they caulk and do all the moldings.
There you go.
Then, you know, and then the two guys who were pulling out all the windows while the other four are doing all the work, they're going all around on the outside with these big, big, huge canvas tarps. And they're throwing all of the junk in it, and they're hauling it away.
So they get it all done, boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
They probably charge a little more than other people, but that's why they charge a little more than other people.
Yeah, well, remember the quote that I got from one of the more famous window makers, for something like 35,000.
And what did these guys do it for?
These guys did it for like 16 and change.
Wow, that's amazing.
And 0% financing.
Wow.
0% financing for 2 years.
Whoa.
So, yikes. Yeah, so that was a good thing. So I was very pleased. I'm looking at these new windows right now as we speak. They're very, very nice. You know, they have little grates in them and all of that stuff. Very, very nice. And I guess the most important thing about the fact is that you could lift them up and down.
Well, you know, you can brag about that, but I was informed by the town of Sharon that in their fund, because we pay rent to be in this building, guess what they're going to do this spring and summer? They're going to this whole building is not insulated, no insulation. Okay. They are going to put blown insulation in the outside walls throughout the whole building, which will save us a ton of money in heating bills and air conditioning bills. And then they're going to repaint the entire building, and we're going to kind of rehabilitate the back ramp so it's not so iffy. So that's what town is. That's what's going on this year.
I bet you're happy about that, huh?
Oh, I'm real happy about that. You would even 2 years ago, we were averaging about $1,000 on our oil bills a month. In the wintertime, we got a new. Last year they put in a new propane furnace, okay, which is like much more efficient. It was like a 40-year-old furnace. Our heating bills went down to about I want to say $600 a month, $650. And with insulation, we figure they'll probably go down another $100-$150 a month. We would figure. So we'll in the course of 2 years have been saved about $500 a month.
Wow.
And in the summertime, when the insulation goes in with the air conditioning, that bill should drop dramatically. So we're
that's
happy.
Good news.
Yeah, we're happy. Well, Brent and the First Selectman of Sharon and everybody, they're just great to work with. They are absolutely fabulous landlords to work with.
That is really, really good. I'm glad about that. Yeah. I'm a little nervous about some of the news I heard last night before I fell asleep.
Which news was that?
With these warnings going out to Russia by.
I made a video yesterday and put it up on my own personal Facebook page. The world has gone crazy. The top stories yesterday were. 2 days ago, because that's what it was, where Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, all these old codgers on the Capitol Hill who don't do anything, their aides do everything. So 90% of these old codgers don't even use Facebook, and they're trying to quiz Mark Zuckerberg, who invented it. It was a joke, just like yesterday. It was a joke. They were totally out of their league. They don't know anything about Facebook. They don't know anything about the internet because their aides do everything. So that was a joke. Then you had Putin and Trump sending warnings against one another about missiles, and the missiles weren't even about going to Russia or the United States. They're blowing up Syria. The world's gone crazy. Nuts.
It really is nuts. Yeah, it really is. And also, I think we're retrograding right now, right? Mercury's retrograding.
Yes, I think so. I would think so. If not, then boy, I can't wait till retrograde kicks in.
Yeah, I think it's retrograding right now.
Boy, I tell you, yeah. And so that's why I don't watch. I watched a great documentary from HBO yesterday on Andre the Giant, the wrestler.
No idea who that is.
He was a wrestler. He's a world famous wrestler from the 70s. Oh. Died at the age of 48. He had a disease that made him grow and grow and grow and grow. But it was an outstanding documentary. Whether you knew anything about wrestling or not, you got to know the life of this gentle giant. And it was. There were times where I was at tears on it, and times I remembered seeing him wrestling and stuff. But that's what I watch nowadays. I cannot watch the news because it's the news' fault, and it's the people, our leaders' fault. Everything is so dramatic and overplayed. I'm sick of it. I'm just plain sick of it. Yeah, I can't watch it anymore. I just can't.
And I mean, basically, that's your roots.
Yeah. And I well, I get my news when I come in, and I get up in the morning and I read the papers, and I listen to NPR and BBC and stuff like that. But other than that, when I'm away from this radio station,
you don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear anything. If I hear the sirens going and I know the end's coming, all right, then it's coming. But I don't want all this other stuff in between. I just don't.
It's really a sorry state.
It is. It's horrible.
It is. It's a sorry state.
It's horrible. It reminds me.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to hear. I would love to see the news start with a happy story.
A happy story, or cover other stories in the world that are going on that you don't beat to death. You know, if you didn't give Putin and if you didn't give Trump so much airtime, guess what? They wouldn't spend their time trying to get on the air.
Right. You know, that's why you have to just watch Ellen and watch how she gives away all her money.
That's exactly right. All right. With that being said, Pat.
Yes, Marshall.
We will speak to you tomorrow morning and get more bad news about Sunday.
No, goodness gracious.
Have a great Thursday, Pat.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Take care.